So welcome back.
It's been
too long since you've been back, but we're glad you're with us as well. And also our two laymen, Camilo Torres is co-chair of the 2026 Diocesan World Cup Task Force. And welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, and we also have with us Mikey Lauder, who is Sacramental Subcommittee. What exactly is your title?
I'll just say a lead.
I'm not going to give any more of these titles for the rest of this interview, but you guys are on the committee, and I just want to read this initial paragraph, and then we'll get started asking some questions about this. Welcome the World, Welcome the Stranger Initiative. By the way, it can be found on the Dallas website, dallascatholic.org, and if you do a /FWC26, you'll find all that information. It's an effort focused on the World Cup Games in North Texas and rooted in the gospel call to hospitality. The initiative is going to kick off tomorrow, Sunday, with an opening welcome mass on June 7th, beginning at 7 p.m. at the National Shrine Cathedral of Our Lady Guadalupe. So tomorrow at 7 o'clock, it's open to the public, inviting the faithful to gather in prayer as the region prepares to welcome international visitors and pilgrims for the World Cup Games. This event highlights how the local church plans to serve as a spiritual home to travelers during a global, major global moment. And so it's quite exciting. So I don't know where to begin, but let me go ahead and begin with Camilo Torres, co-chair. And tell us, first of all, how did you get chosen? What was your particular expertise? I know you like soccer or football, whatever we're going to call it, but tell us more about your role as co-chair.
So yes, I am involved in a ministry here in the Diocese of Dallas, a non-parish-based ministry called Faith Fitness Ministry. It was founded by a priest called Father Ignacio. He's the parochial administrator at a parish, Santa Clara of Assisi, mm-hmm. which is off of West Davis Avenue, next to Mount Carmel Retreat Center. Now, Santa Clara, you can kind of see AT&T Stadium, but also last May was the confirmations that typically happen at parishes, and Bishop Burns goes around to each parish. And Father Ignacio reached out to me to be part of the hospitality in welcoming Bishop Burns during these confirmations. So I had an audience with Bishop Burns, and I had been marinating how the World Cup is coming to Dallas. I want to say it was a gospel reading around that time where Jesus said, "I came to light the world on fire, and how I wish it was already burning." And with that in mind, I saw an opportunity to directly ask Bishop Burns and said, "Hey, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity where the World Cup is coming to Dallas. Dallas is hosting the most games. It's a chance where the world's eyeballs is looking at Dallas and the Diocese of Dallas, the Diocese of Fort Worth. What can we do to capitalize on this momentous opportunity to showcase the hospitality of the Catholic Church, to showcase the gospel, to light the world on fire?" And so I may not have been the first person to ask, but I had an opportunity and an audience to just float the idea to Bishop Burns.
And knowing Bishop Burns, I'm sure he immediately said, "Yes, let's do it. Let's run with it. And you're in charge."
He immediately peaked up and loved the idea. And we continued the conversation. And then in October, about October 2025, was when we formally formed the World Cup Diocesan Task Force here at the Diocese of Dallas.
And how amazing that we're just one day away from this whole thing kicking off with a mass tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. And so thank you very much, Camilo. Let me turn attention now to Mikey Lauder, who has worked right down the street with YCP, is it? And also, you're also involved with Faith Fitness Ministry. So tell us about yourself and what your role is going to be in all this as we welcome the world to Dallas.
Right. So I've been involved in a few different young adult Catholic ministries and organizations. We actually started our own with a few other friends for to serve the young adult community in sports. So our organization, Dallas Catholic Young Adult Sports, has been hosting tournaments and leagues. And that's kind of how my impression has been with Bishop Burns. I was a former seminarian as well, and that's how I really got to know Bishop Burns. And so I think with both of those things, he wanted to get me pulled in and plugged in with this wonderful opportunity.
Yeah. Give us some kind of a timeline of what is expected here in North Texas. I know a lot of the games, or if all the games perhaps, are going to be at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, but the entire Metroplex is going to be affected. And from what I understand, you guys gave me some information before we started. The first game will be June 14th, which is just this coming week. And then it's going to go all the way through July 14th. And, Camilo said that there are more games in Dallas than any other market. But what else can you tell us about what we can expect and maybe a few of the teams who will be playing, or any other details about the schedule?
Yeah, so we're opening up with the Mass tomorrow. And then that's going to kick off all the Holy Hours that we're hosting. So the idea with the Holy Hours is that we're going to invite all the fans and visitors from the two different countries that are playing. And these Holy Hours are going to be occurring the night before every match. So the first one is Japan and Sweden on July 14th. And so July 13th, we're going to have a Holy Hour at the cathedral. And all of them are going to be at the cathedral. And we're going to invite all the fans over to pray for their countries there and also pray for the others. So even though there are two countries, there are two countries coming together as one church.
Mm. And how do you get the word out to their fans? How do you let them know that this is happening?
Yeah, that's
hopefully they're listening to this program. I don't know if they are or not, but how do you let them know?
That's a great question. Honestly, that's the trickiest part of all of this. And so a big part of it is really just leaning into the social media that we have currently and using outlets like yourself to really get the word out there. And we have a few people on the committee that are actually working on the FIFA volunteer program. And so we are trying our best to work through them to get in touch with the FIFA officials to let them know that we are here, we're a resource, and all the efforts that we're trying to do to make sure that at least the Catholic visitors are taken care of at a spiritual perspective.
Mm-hmm. I love the name, Welcome the World, Welcome the Stranger. Let me bring our two priests into the conversation. I was curious, my first question for them was, why were you chosen? I mean, you're both vicars at big parishes, and you're probably very busy with your sacramental life and life at the parish. But again, Father Cesar Garcia, who is at St. Joseph Parish in Richardson, and soon to be St. Pius X in Dallas, and then also in his spare time, he's the chaplain of Bishop Lynn High School. So other than being a soccer fan, any reason why the bishop chose you to be one of the two priests on this committee?
Yeah, I believe it's also with the connection that Camilo said with Faith Fitness Ministry, that we're both chaplains in the different cohorts. And I believe reaching out to especially the younger community, that they're bigger sports fans, right, in the Young Adult community, the younger crowd. That's one of the reasons. But also, I think that we provide different perspectives in the sense of like the English speaking and the Spanish speaking as well. There's a lot of Spanish speakers mm-hmm. that love soccer.
And probably so even more so. I would say the
perhaps,
Hispanic community.
Yeah, they're
yeah.
coming in, especially from different countries. So I think Bishop Burns had a perspective on that as he chose me. And so I'm glad to help, glad to serve. And we want to welcome all of our brothers and sisters that to feel home and their Catholic home is anywhere they go.
And over the course of this month from, you know, June, well, of course, tomorrow with the Mass, I presume you'll be there at the Mass participating or kind of celebrating. Is that going to be your role?
That's right. Yeah, we'll be present there. The priests that are in the committees and also to help spread the word as well as our parishes to participate as well.
And will you be at all the Holy Hours before all the games? Is that part of the
priests? We have assigned priests or reached out to priests that perhaps are connected to the country or the language so they can help out with the Holy Hours. And so we'll have different priests scheduled for those hours as well.
Mm-hmm. And thank you, Father Parker Thompson, again, chaplain, also chaplain of Faith Fitness Ministry, parochial vicar at St. Monica Parish in Dallas. And same question for you, Father. Why do you think you were chosen?
Yeah, I remember receiving the call from Bishop Burns and the connection with Faith Fitness and the young adults of the diocese.
Yeah. And what has been, I think they mentioned that it started organizing this back in October of last year. What have you been doing over this half a year or more? You know, how involved have you been? Have you been going to meetings or what has gone into it?
Yeah, so for me particularly, I'm on the subcommittee of the sacraments. And so I've been working with Mikey a lot, really looking at the players who are coming from the different teams and how can we provide sacramental needs and masses or confessions for them, but also the pilgrims that are, you know, coming from the different countries and welcoming them, you know, to the diocese. And so a lot of it has gone in planning these holy hours at the cathedral, the masses. We have a number of priests that we've been able to find that speak the languages of these countries, so that, you know, they feel more at home hearing the prayers and all in their language. So that's been the highlight. And, you know, I go back to Bishop Burns. He said in one of the meetings was, you know, as Catholics, anywhere we go in the world, we have a home.
Yeah.
And that's really what he wanted to highlight with the World Cup and the different people coming from around the world, is that they are at home here, right? Two nations, but one church.
Right. And do you get, and this is a question for either of you, as parochial vicars at big parishes, do you get the sense that the people of your parish are excited about this? Are they tapped in? Do they know what's going on? Is this something that's generating a lot of excitement, maybe perhaps even among the young people? Or what would you say about that?
I would say, yeah, indeed. A lot of our Catholic young adults are very excited of this initiative that the diocese is doing, but also the opportunity that it brings to the diocese, that the flux of people that are coming in and getting to see what the diocese is doing. They're excited that the church is reacting in a good way of this great historic moment in the diocese and the world.
Yeah. Do you expect just even on daily masses or Sunday masses, is there going to be a noticeable increase of people, do you think, Father?
I think so. And, you know, one of the things on the website, on the World Cup page on the diocese website, we have a parish finder. So we're really hoping that wherever the different people are staying, when they're visiting, they'll go on that parish finder and find a parish near them and go to their daily mass and visit those parishes.
Yeah, the website, by the way, we're talking about the Welcome the World, Welcome the Stranger initiative, and the Dallas Diocese is on top of this. They've been planning this for many months now. If you go to dallascatholic.org and then do /FWC26, you can find out all the information on that. And Camilo, what else, if people go to the website, just your regular lay person that's listening to this broadcast, what kind of resources are they going to find there?
So you're going to find all sorts of resources. The main one definitely being, as Father Parker said, the parish finder. We want to make it as easy and accessible for any of the pilgrims to find where can I get the sacraments when I land. We also are going to be handing out what I have in front of me, our actual pilgrim packs at some of our planned events. In these pilgrim packs, it does have the QR code that goes directly to our website, which one, it shows the parish finder, but two, it also lists a bunch of available resources, such as what events, diocesan events, are we doing at the cathedral. It also reaches out to, like, the city of Dallas. If somebody gets lost or needs some assistance or anything with a passport or other resources such as that, it helps link out to those websites. But if volunteers come to this website and they see what the diocese is doing, they're like, hey, I want to be a part of the action. I want to be part of welcoming the world, welcoming the stranger. We have a sign-up tab on this website where we can link you to our upcoming events and help those who want to be a part of welcoming the world, welcoming the stranger, get involved. And lastly, of course, we have a resource or a donation button should people feel compelled to support our mission.
Yeah, because this does take some resources to pull this off, right? So they can donate on that same website. And by the way, I always say this, the DallasCatholic.org website is really beautiful. It's very well done, and it has a lot of information. There's an events tab on there, so I do recommend you go there just to check out the website itself. If you want to put a /FWC26, you can find out the specific page for this. So Mikey, I'm not a huge soccer, football fan, but this worldwide is like the biggest sport in the world, right? 100%. I remember doing a search recently, and I just was curious. I was teaching a class, and I was like, the most famous person in the world. And I thought it would be, you know, Donald Trump or, you know, somebody, but it was Ronaldo came up as this is the most famous person in the world. I think a lot of Americans may not even know who he is, but he's not coming, but Lionel Messi is coming,
yes.
Right? So any of y'all can jump in. Who are some of the other big name players that are really going to draw a lot of attention when they come? Anybody else come to mind? Messi is
really is the biggest name that comes to my mind.
From Argentina.
Argentina. I'm a Messi fan myself. And you know, I don't really follow too many other players from the different countries other than other than Messi. But yeah, given the different countries that are playing, it's hard to say what like big name players are coming to Dallas other than Lionel Messi.
Yeah, those are the two big ones.
Yes,
but of
100%.
Course, and you know, none of y'all are going to be able to go to any of the games, right? You're not.
No.
It's kind of ironic because the only person I know who's actually going to one of these games is Sissel, because she and her roommates got into it early, and she's going to go to one of the games. And so, Father Cesar, as far as the typical pastor and not somebody who's necessarily on this committee, what kind of advice is the bishop giving to all the pastors? Because it's probably going to affect every single parish in the diocese. People are going to be kind of spread out everywhere. And what kind of training or, you know, advice has been given to all the parish priests of the diocese?
Right. Bishop Burton says, we'll promulgate for the pastors a framework to be able to host watch parties at their parishes or events to in connection with the World Cup to allow the people to have some fraternity, receive the visitors, but also to share within the community and build that community up in this opportunity. So that's a good opportunity for the pastors just to invite their people to share in the camaraderie and the fraternity of be seeing the game and enjoying their company as they gather together. But also other opportunities that the diocese has to gather the people of God of the diocese. We have a watch party as well. They'll be in the University of Dallas. And another great opportunity for the people of God just to come together, to share, and to unite in this sport. So,
And what Father Parker Thompson? I'm trying to think of anything that we can compare this to as far as the importance of the world coming into our area. I know we hosted the Super Bowl a number of years ago, but this is bigger than the Super Bowl. What about just the average person and advice you'd give to them? Because we all need to be welcoming. We're all going to see strangers. We're all going to see people that perhaps are in this country for the first time ever. What would your advice be to the typical person listening right now?
Yeah, I think it's just a great invitation, to go back to the gospel from where this initiative title comes from of welcoming the world, welcoming the stranger. And even for me personally, to learn about these different countries.
Yeah.
So it's so easy just to kind of focus on our own country, but for me and in this process of getting to know the different countries that are coming and their history and their culture, I think it's just a great opportunity to learn. And, we're very blessed that they're coming here,
And
so I think it's a great opportunity, but my advice would be, to definitely welcome them and to be able to live out that gospel. Great
yes.
opportunity.
If you're just tuning in, this is the interview of the week. This is going to be a little bit longer of one than usual because we have so many guests and it's a very, very important topic as the world comes into North Texas. 9 games are going to be played here over the course of a month. And I have 2 priests from the Dallas Diocese, Father Cesar Garcia, who is a St. Joseph parish in Richardson and also is the chaplain of Bishop Lynch High School. And we also have Father Parker Thompson, who is one of the chaplains of Faith Fitness Ministry and also a parochial vicar at St. Monica. I'm curious, Father Cesar, about your work at the high school, because I imagine at a school like Bishop Lynch, they're fired up about this. Have you had a chance to talk to the students about this?
Of course, yeah. Especially the soccer team, they're very hyped up.
I would imagine.
What's going on in Dallas, and especially in Dallas, like close to home. I think that's what surprises them. It's what animates them because they get to see the games, but also know that their players are here. Around
yeah, them. Yeah. Camilo Torres, co-chair 2026 Diocesan World Cup Task Force. The Mass tomorrow at 7:00, do you just expect that to just be packed? If somebody's listening and thinking, oh, that's a good idea, I think I'll go, is it going to be like, it's going to be a live stream? And also, we should say it's mostly going to be in Spanish, right?
So, yes, typically the 7 p.m. at the Cathedral of Guadalupe is in Spanish. However, we will be having Bishop Burns as our celebrant, and so it will most likely be bilingual.
Okay.
And I expect it to be super packed. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be the huge, just like showcasing what we're doing here in the diocese. It's going to bring to attention a lot of the opportunity people have to, as Father Parker said, to live the gospel. For I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. It is such an opportunity to capitalize and build upon Jesus's words and bringing people together.
All right. So first game is Sunday, June 14th. I had to look it up on my calendar. So when this mass is going on tomorrow, that'll be a week before the first game. Do you have any idea of how many people will have already come into the country? Who's that? The first game, I think you all said it was the Netherlands and Japan. Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay. Not real Catholic countries, generally speaking. But do you think those people will already be in the town a week earlier, or what do you expect?
Most definitely. I remember seeing a news article that the famous orange bus for the Netherlands landed at Galveston. And so it's definitely in the state of Texas. And I know that even if you go to some of the social medias of these teams, you can see the activity really starting to pick up. And so on our website, you will see that one of the diocesan events that we're doing before the game is an adoration hour at the Cathedral Guadalupe. That will happen the day before, Saturday, June 13th,
okay,
at 7 p.m. And that is the opportunity, as Mikey was touching earlier, to bring the two nations together, remind everybody, hey, we're all on this earth together under the kingdom of God, loving God, and a fresh reminder of Jesus's gospel, welcoming the world, welcoming the stranger.
Mm-hmm. Is that the month of your life just going to be totally caught up in this? Or what is your life going to be like between June 14th and July 15th? Is this just going to be all-consuming for you? Or what will you be doing?
I will be doing a lot, as I'm also the event coordinator for Faith Fitness Ministry. I have a full-time job on this. Shout out to our company, Globalize, for helping us do what we do. And of course, doing the task force duties as a co-chair with my great assistants and co-chair partners and task force team.
Mm-hmm. I understand the other co-chair wasn't able to be here because he got married, right?
Yes, he got married. Shout out to the president of YCP Dallas, Eric Nelson, and he is currently on his honeymoon.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Camilo Torres, again, co-chair. Mikey Lauder is here as well. And what is your role going to be over the next month? What will you be doing?
Right. So since most of the events that we're doing are holy hours and masses, me and Father Parker are going to be quite busy being the leads for the sacramental aspect of this whole initiative. And so we were the ones who kind of scheduled out the holy hours and really planned out, you know, from a spiritual side, what we're doing. And Father Jacob Doncasa is also a part of our sacramental subcommittee. And he's also going to be very, very involved and very busy because a big part of what we're trying to do is also ensure that the national teams know that we are a resource, mm-hmm, and that they can reach out to us. So they would be able to go to the website, contact us for any sacramental needs, because these teams are needing private masses, maybe even private confessions, things of that nature. And even for the international visitors, we want to be sure that if they have any special needs as well, anointing of the sick, that kind of thing, that we are available and they can contact us. And so Father Jacob Doncasa is kind of the lead on that, in that regard of coordinating with multilingual clergy as needed to serve the sacramental needs of whatever request that comes in.
So there's 9 games. So that means 18 different countries are being represented. And are y'all in communication with anybody from those teams? Is there any direct, you know, contact already, or are you just kind of waiting until they get here?
Yeah, so we are not in direct contact, and that is kind of one of the goals that we're hoping to achieve as the World Cup actually starts ticking, starts rolling out and happening. And like I said before, that's why we have some people in our committee that are actually part of the FIFA volunteer program. And so it's through them that we're hoping that we can make those connections directly to those teams to let them know that we are a resource and that we're here for them.
All right. And Father Parker Thompson, Mikey had mentioned how you were involved with these holy hours. Are the holy hours going to be like adoration? What will the holy hour entail? And also, since you have these different countries coming in, is there going to be something to accommodate with their particular language? I think he kind of alluded to that. You're trying to find priests. And so, for example, when you got Japan and the Netherlands coming in for this first one, how do you organize it, and what is it going to look like?
Yeah, so it'd be your typical holy hour of adoration in front of the Blessed Sacrament, just inviting both teams to come and pray, think as Mikey and Camillo said earlier, you know, pray for our individual countries and the safety of the travelers and all. So, you know, mostly will be a time of silence before the Eucharist, but also reaching out to a few priests who speak these languages. We, you know, we're really blessed here in the diocese to have a few priests that speak German and Dutch, and we have Spanish and Arabic. And so it's, you know, welcoming all these different teams when they come. You know, ideally and hopefully, you know, I'd love to have a priest that's found a priest that speaks every one of these languages. That's been a little difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're still working on that, but just, yeah, very excited to do our best to accommodate and to, you know, welcome them in their language during these holy hours. But really rooted on that, you know, the communal aspect of our faith.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is such an amazing opportunity. Another thing, Father Caesar, that is cool is it's only been a couple years since the shrine has been designated, what is it, like a national shrine. And so this is a cool time to welcome the world to see one of the great spiritual landmarks of our country.
Well, of course, and I think that's what a lot of Catholics who will be traveling will want to see and want to visit, because they know we have a lot of things here in Dallas that they can go see, maybe the fan fests or things that are going on. But I think they're going to look for the national shrine as well, a place where they can connect with their faith. And we want to provide that opportunity and welcome them as they come.
Yeah, and probably, you know, since we have countries that are predominantly Muslim and even countries that really don't have a real predominant faith, people are going to still be coming, and if only a sightseeing, it's going to be such an amazing opportunity. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to go ahead and I'd like to just kind of go around and give each of you an opportunity to speak whatever is on your mind. I never like anybody to leave an interview and say, I wish he had asked me this. So I just want to give each of y'all an opportunity to speak to our listeners, and whatever you think they should know, just from your own perspective, and there's no big time crunch, so speak as long as you want. And again, we're talking about the Welcome the World, Welcome the Stranger initiative, and this is an initiative of the Dallas Diocese, and Michael Gresham is here. He's from the Office of Communications, and his counterpart in Fort Worth, by the way, John Cuccaro, is also all over this. He is on top of it, and so it's so amazing to see that both dioceses here in North Texas are taking this very spiritually, very seriously, and from a spiritual standpoint, and providing all the resources necessary for these folks that are going to be coming into this country, like I said, maybe for the first time ever, and we want them to feel welcomed, and we want them to feel that they're getting their spiritual needs fulfilled. So again, I have Father Cesar Garcia from St. Joseph Parish and Bishop Lynch High School with me, Father Parker Thompson from St. Monica Parish, and our two laymen, Camilo Torres, co-chair, and Mikey Lauder as well, also works on the sacramental subcommittee. So, all right, so Camilo, I'm going to just take as much time as you need. Tell us, what else would you like to communicate to our listeners about what's about to happen in North Texas?
Well, first of all, I would also like to give a shout out to Bishop Lynch High School. Mikey and I are graduates Bishop Lynch High School, class of 12 and class of 13, respectively. So we definitely
y'all know each other in high school. Y'all buddies?
Did.
Oh, did you? Okay.
We did musical theater together, and we did a few sports as well together. So we've also ended up going to Texas A&M University.
Whoop.
So we're both Aggies.
You guys are living parallel lives, aren't you?
It's very interesting how the good Lord has kind of designed this plan, and we're very thankful for it. But in addition to that, I will say, be on the lookout for those who like World Cup jerseys or World Cup kits. The Catholic Diocese of Dallas is designing their own World Cup jerseys and World Cup kits.
Oh, is that right?
And so those will be available also at the Adoration Nights for purchase, except if you sign up to volunteer, you should have a shirt provided for you. So that's a great encouragement to sign up and volunteer and get involved, helping welcome the world, welcome the stranger, and of course, handing out these pilgrim packs, you need to have a passport or your flight itinerary, because we obviously want to prioritize the visitors and the actual pilgrims.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not to say, maybe in the future, if we have a bunch, it could change. But
so
we'll
you
see.
Want to see passports before you start handing the stuff out? Is that right?
Because
you want for the visitors to be getting this, and not the
those primarily the visitors. I'm sure Mikey can touch up a little bit more on that strategy, but yeah, that's all I have for now.
I'm just out of curiosity. I know we've got five of y'all here. Are there other people on the committee? How big is this? How many people are involved in this whole initiative?
So the committee, we have one bishop, about nine clergymen, and I want to say about 14 laity. My math is very jumbled at the moment. We have 22 total. Well, yeah. 23 including Bishop Burns.
Yeah, that is so cool. What a great opportunity for you guys. You're going to be telling your grandkids about this one day. You know what? I used to be the co-chair of the 2026. Thank you, Camilo Torres, again, co-chair 2026 Diocesan World Cup Task Force. And we also have Mikey Lauder in here, who is very much involved as well. So, Mikey, what else would you like to tell our listeners?
Yeah, first I would like to commend and Bishop Burns for even thinking about all of this. He's the only bishop really in the entire United States that has taken this opportunity and really seized it to really serve the people coming here. So really thankful for his vision and his effort to really make this place a very beautiful and unique place for all Catholics around the world.
Mm-hmm. So. And I think about a previous bishop had said one time about, he says, we don't necessarily help people because they're Catholic. We help people because we're Catholic. And right. So it doesn't really matter the faith tradition or the country where these people are coming from. It's like, you know, we want to welcome you because we're Catholic, and we right. hopefully leave a very positive, you know, taste in their mouth, so to speak.
Right, exactly. The Catholic Church is home to all.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So to matter whoever comes to Dallas, we want all to know that home is the Catholic Church.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, in the next round, real quickly, I want y'all's prediction on who is going to be in the final. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean just here in Dallas, but overall, and who you think is going to win. I'm going to write them down, and I'm going to see if any of you guys are right. So that'll be for the next go around. Okay. So Father Parker Thompson, anything else you want to say? Don't give me your prediction yet. That'll be for the next round. But right. What else would you like our listeners to know?
I think it's really important too that we not only that we welcome right all of those traveling, but that we pray also, you know, for our diocese, the continued success. On the website and the pilgrim packs and at the holy hours, we've designed a special prayer we've written for this World Cup, and so maybe at the end we can close with that.
Oh, please, yes.
But I think that's what I would say, and just invite everyone, you know, maybe if they're considering or wondering how to welcome, you know, a great first step is to pray, you know, for the initiative here in the diocese, but for all those traveling and just the unity that we're going to experience through this World Cup here in the diocese.
Yeah, thanks. And great idea. Let's close with that after we do our predictions. Okay, I'll come back to you, and we'll do that prayer to close things out. That would be a great way. Father Cesar Garcia, what else would you like our listeners to know?
Yeah, this is a historic moment for the diocese, and I think the diocese is doing well, leading the charge to respond to this great historic moment in the world and for us as well. And to lead with hospitality, to lead with unity, with the spirit of love of our neighbor. And so just to that, to sprinkle and to go through the people that are experiencing this, and for the Dallas Diocese to be animated of what the diocese and what we're doing together.
Yeah. And like you say, that I'm so thankful that Bishop Burns is being so proactive about this and setting up this committee with all the priests and the lay people to do this. So, all right. So before we do the prayer, let me go around, and I want predictions of who's going to be playing in the final and who's going to win. And I ask you this question. I do not follow this very closely, so I don't even know what I would say, but I'll go ahead and give it my guess. So we're going to start off with Camilo Torres. What's your prediction?
So to preface, the World Cup that really got me excited about soccer was the 2014 World Cup in Brazil. Camilo is a very Colombian name, so naturally I was following the Colombian national team. And that year they had a very special player by the name of James Rodriguez, who won the Puskas Award for the goal of the year, essentially with this impressive volley that he had against Uruguay. And so that is what ignited my fandom for soccer. I'm a James Rodriguez fanboy, probably a little delusional about where Colombia would finish, but I'm going to lean full into the delusion and say that Colombia will face France in the final and defeat them 1-0.
Okay, well, even giving me the score. Okay, very good. I like that. So, okay, Colombia will beat France 1-0.
And I say this with full knowledge that France demolished Colombia in a friendly about a month or two ago, 3-1. So I say this with full knowledge.
You're obviously a fan. Just out of curiosity, how is America expected to do? Do they have a good team? Do we have a good team? Well, I know we're in automatically because we're the host country, but
it's hard to say. I know that the coach has selected his team, and there's been some questions on his thought process, but a lot of this is wait and see. I think the players are fired up, and I think the players are of good quality because a lot of them play over in Europe, and so I think we got a good chance as Team USA.
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Okay, Mikey Lauder, same question. Who's going to be in the final and who's going to win?
Well, I want to touch on the USA team really quickly.
Yeah.
I think we are a stronger team than we have been in quite a while. I definitely think we'll make it out of the group stage. And from that point on, that's really up in the air, I would say. But I do think we have a stronger team than we've had in quite a while.
Okay.
So my prediction, though, I would really love to see Portugal and Argentina battle it out at the end between mm-hmm. Ronaldo and Messi. I don't think I have the freedom to say who I would say would win or hope to win.
You got to make a choice. So that's your prediction, those two teams in the final.
Definitely.
Okay, who do you think is going to win?
I would personally hope that Argentina wins, and it would be undisputed that Messi is the greatest of all time.
All right, a little commentary added in there as well. Okay, very good. Let's go now to Father Parker Thompson. What's your prediction, Father?
Yeah, this is the hardest question I've ever been asked.
Seriously, it's tough, huh?
Yeah. I'm going to go with Argentina.
Argentina winning it?
Yeah.
You want to say who they're going to play? Or
no, that's it.
Okay, so Argentina is going to win it all. Okay, very good. And then Michael's here. He's not speaking, but I got to get his as well. You got to jump on the microphone as well. So I'll come back to you. Okay, let's do Father Cesar Garcia first. What's your prediction, Father?
Yeah, I would say because I was born in the U.S., but my family's from Mexico, so I'm kind of divided in those two countries.
Yeah.
But I think seeing the teams, I think I want Mexico to be at the final against Argentina and just destroying them.
Okay, I like that. All right, so we got a Mexico, Colombia, Argentina, and Argentina so far. And then Michael Gresham, of course, with the Office of Communication. What's your prediction?
We will have France beating Spain 2-1.
France beating Spain 2-1. Okay. Okay. I can't believe you guys are not going to be able to go to a game. Sissel gets to go to a game. How exciting that's going to be. Okay. So, everybody, do you have anything? Of course, obviously, the most important thing is the welcome, the spirituality that people come here and they walk away saying, wow, Dallas is an amazing place. And I felt so welcome. And those holy hours were amazing. And so, and just want to remind you that if you would like to learn more about what the Dallas Diocese is doing to welcome the world and welcome the stranger, go to dallascatholic.org/FWC26. dallascatholic.org/FWC26. And I know, like I mentioned before, the Forward Diocese is doing a lot as well. Their website, fwdioc.org, fwdioc.org. And I'm positive you're going to find something on their website about all of this as well. So if you guys are all right with it, first of all, thank you very much for being here. I really enjoyed this, and it gets me excited about what's going to be happening here starting tomorrow. And don't forget, tomorrow, 7 o'clock, at the Cathedral Shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe is going to be the opening mass and welcome mass, and all are welcome. And it's also going to be live streamed, but a lot of it's going to be in Spanish, just so you know. So, all right, so Father Parker Thompson is going to lead us in the closing prayer. Thank you, Father.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Lord God, Father of mercy, you gather your children from every nation, language, and people, and you delight in the gifts you have placed within the human family. As nations come together for this time of the World Cup, pour out your blessing upon the athletes, their families, their supporters, and upon all who share in this great celebration. May this event be an occasion of unity among peoples, a sign of hope in a divided world. Drive far from us all violence, division, and hostility. Grant safety to travelers, peace to communities, and open our hearts to encounter one another as brothers and sisters. We ask this through the intercession of Our Lady of Guadalupe, patroness of Dallas and star of evangelization. Watch over your people and lead us always to your Son, Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
All right, thank you very much. This has been the North Texas Interview of the Week here on the Guadalupe Radio Network. And if you have suggestions for future programs or topics, you can always email me directly, DavePalmer@grnonline.com. And thanks again to Cecil Anderson for writing the board and producing the program. And thank you for listening. God bless you. Have a great rest of your weekend.
All incoming 9th through 12th graders are invited to the pro-life event of the summer. The Ablaze 5-day, 4-night pro-life immersion leadership camp will take place from Friday, July 17th through Tuesday, July 21st at the University of Dallas in Irving. The event will balance education, action, and prayer. Hear from amazing speakers, participate in pro-life services, and meet other pro-life teens. Space is limited. Register today at ablazeforlife.org/experience. That's ablazeforlife.org/experience.
Hello and welcome to this edition, not of the interview of the week, but we're calling this the conversation of the week. This is an update of the week. I'm Dave Palmer along with Cecil Anderson. And the reason we're doing this is because the interview you just heard, which was about that amazing committee from the Dallas Diocese that is welcoming the world, welcoming the stranger for World Cup coming up here tomorrow with that opening mass, I purposely made that one long. And so we're left with about 7 minutes now to fill, so to speak. But Cecil and I have a lot to talk to you about. And so this is not just a waste of time. We have some very important things to tell you about. And we are so thankful that you're listening here on this Saturday. So Cecil, the first thing we want to talk about is what's happening in a couple of days. Monday morning, June 8th, I think it is, we are going to begin the Summer Share-a-thon.
Yes, indeed. It's always fun, you know, with the different themes that we have. And I don't know, for those who've been listening for a long time, you know that every Summer Share-a-thon, I'm especially really excited to talk about the Sacred Heart mm-hmm. and trying to get donation levels in that Sacred Heart level, which I just made up. And then this time around, we decided our whole theme is on the Sacred Heart. So needless to say, I'm super happy.
Do you know, is this the first time we've done that theme?
I think that's crazy considering that it's always fallen in the yeah. month of the Sacred Heart. But it's for a very important reason, and that's because the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops are going to be consecrating America to the Sacred Heart on June 11th, which falls right in the middle of our Share-a-thon.
Yeah, and I want to put a challenge out to you. If you're listening right now here on this Saturday afternoon, and there's always kind of competitive as to who is going to be the first person to call the Share-a-thon. So I want you to call at about 6:50 on Monday morning. And the phone number is 800-476-3311. And, you know, whether you donate, you know, $10 or $10,000, the important thing is that we get somebody from North Texas. If you're KCPP 1140 or 910 AM, you know, we don't care. We want a North Texan to call in with the first call of Monday. And then, of course, everybody, you know, just continue to call in so we can have a real successful Share-a-thon. And Cecil, we might need some volunteers still.
Yes, of course. We, you know, summer is always one of the harder ones to get all of our volunteers filled just because everyone's traveling, got different schedules, but we have a good number of volunteers, but we can always use some more. So if you'd like to join us, we have three different shifts that you can join us on, and that is Monday from 1 to 7 p.m. and also Thursday, either 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. or 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. And I'm also open if you can only do a few hours in the midst of that. We are also happy to have you for just part of the time as well. You can email us at kath@grnonline.com, kath@grnonline.com. And thanks to the generosity of wonderful people who donate, we feed you and have lots of snacks. And it's basically like a little party, you know. We do some of these goofy videos. We have a lot of fun.
Yeah, we had one donor, I won't mention her name, but one of our very generous donors, and she said she would give us some money to feed the volunteers. And oh my goodness, she gave us a really, really nice check. And we're not going to be lavish about it, but let's just say that we have plenty of money to feed the volunteers.
It's not going to be Little Caesars, basically, yeah. what we're saying.
Won't be pizza, $5 pizzas. Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. So you'll be fed well. It won't be extravagant. And we also have our wonderful friends, Steve and Cindy Porter, who provide, so let's just say, a cake and some adult wine beverage on Thursday evening. And so if you want to be on that shift, you will definitely pay off. So thanks to them. And all right, so that's that. And again, the Consecration of the Sacred Heart of Jesus Summer Share-a-thon begins this coming Monday, 7 o'clock, and runs all the way through Friday at 7 p.m. The other thing I want to talk about is the Keeping the Promise, a Midsummer Evening of Wine, Wisdom, and Wow event, which is about a month and a half away. That's going to be on Saturday, July 18th at the Capel Arts Center in Capel. And Cecil, we're doing something like totally different. We've never done anything like this before. So this is totally cracking the mold of every summer event we've ever had.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we are. I think people are going to really enjoy it because we're changing it up. Normally we have one speaker come who is awesome, gives a good keynote. But this time we're like, what's better than one speaker? Four speakers. And it's going to be a panel. So it's going to be a conversation, not so much of a talk. And it's all about Catholic radio, past, present, and future. So we have some big names in Catholic radio.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, I was just kind of thinking about this, is that there's a lot of question. If you follow the media, if you follow Catholic media, you know that it's going through a lot of changes right now. Whereas, you know, 20 years ago when I started, you know, radio, everybody was listening to radio and there wasn't a lot as many social media platforms and streaming. And so the fact is that people are receiving their media in a lot of different ways. And so we're trying to meet those demands, find people where they are. And a lot of it is going to be, you know, past, present, future, you know, where you have Cy Kellett, you've got Doug Keck, President Emeritus of EWTN, our own founder, Toya Hall, and Father Sam Medley, four very different people, different states of life, but all of them have been very, very involved in Catholic media one way or the other. So we're going to talk about, each one of them is going to talk about, you know, where they've been, what they're doing now, where they see the future of Catholic media going. And so it's going to be fascinating. And if you're interested in saying, you know, where is this all headed and how are we going to evangelize today and in the future, that's going to be what it's about. So I think it's going to be very inspiring. And again, new venue, new format, and basically new everything.
New everything, but same GRN. So you should come out and see us. If you've never gone to one of our events before, I think this is going to be a great one to start. Bring your friends, bring your family. Capel is such a central location too. You're not going to have to go down into Dallas if you're on the north side. And it's a nice like area. You don't have to navigate tons of crazy parking. It's really a nice central location for everybody.
Yeah, it sure is. So thanks, Cecil, for joining me on this. So we're about out of time, but this has been the North Texas Conversation of the Week. And if you want to get your tickets to the July 18th event, Keeping the Promise, a Midsummer Evening of Wine, Wisdom, and Wow, go to grnonline.com/wow. The tickets are $100, and that's going to be open bar and food to eat. So thank you so much for joining us, and we hope you have a very blessed rest of your Saturday and also a wonderful Lord's Day tomorrow. God bless you.